Yeah, well, there's a lot of people advising him, and that's probably the problem that Peter has, that he's listening to too many people and not listening to his instincts, which I would hope would have said that charge forward that he was making on Evan's show last night was not the smartest one to make. Clearly, I think, Fred, they were trying to influence the Leadership Election Oversight Committee of the Conservative Party's meeting last night, where that decision was made to postpone the campaign. But, you know, as many have rightly offered criticism of the McKay camp, it looks too opportunistic. Everything else in the world, from the Newfoundland and Labrador Liberal Party's leadership race to the International Olympics, have been postponed or delayed. Why wouldn't the Conservative Party do the same thing? So Peter McKay may have been spared some political pain by the Conservative Party delaying this, because had they not done it, that would be the story going forward on an ongoing basis. Why is Peter McKay not attuned to the public mood when everybody else seems to be?
Interesting, for sure. All right, we'll move on from that. Now, the federal government, a lot of people are saying, you know, the money that they've announced, more than $100 billion over the last week to help folks get through this difficult time. The questions are already being raised as to where is this money coming from. Here in this province, they have to borrow a couple of billion dollars to move forward to help people through this tough time. And, you know, really, I guess that's what governments are around for, to help out in many cases. But the struggle is real for a lot of folks out there. And at Abacus Data, you guys have done some work to look at how people are coping.
Yeah, we've done some work on that. So let's focus on oil and gas this morning, which is obviously a key thing in Newfoundland and Labrador and in Alberta. So what you, as you just outlined, what we've seen is a lot of money that's been brought forward by the federal government. Describe it as emergency aid to help people now pay their rent, buy their groceries, pay their bills so they can get through the next number of months. What you should expect to see next is sectoral assistance. You've heard about the so-called Big Alberta Rescue Package. Well, we looked at how people are feeling about oil, and you see, somebody's very excited here. Anyway,
you're working at home. Yeah, I get it.
Hang on, son. We looked at oil and gas workers, and what we found is Canadians, 33%, think that oil and gas workers should be supported quite significantly, compared to 18% of Canadians who don't. And across the country, there's strong support for all of this, Fred, for sectoral assistance for oil and gas. The real interesting thing, because it fits into the environment of diversifying the economy, which had been a debate before COVID-19 had hit, finding the balance with energy and the environment. Fully now, 63% of Canadians say the federal government should focus on maintaining household incomes and government revenues until prices rise. Don't worry about diversifying the economy. Just look after people now. That may have longer term effects, but the government has the ability to make some significant policy choices. The last thing I'd say is next week, that April Fool's Day you were talking about, is the day the federal carbon tax is supposed to come in different jurisdictions. Mm. Will the federal government look at postponing that or temporarily delaying that? Also, given there's a pressure from environmental groups saying, you know what, federal government, don't bail out the oil industry. Just plow ahead with the carbon tax. So lots more to happen, Fred, but Canadians, at least right now, support Newfoundlanders and Labradorians and Albertans in the oil industry for getting some support to keep those industries alive and their jobs alive.
Well, the industry was already in a bit of trouble before this. I mean, I'm just wondering how long it's going to be before we start seeing people being, if we're going into now 2 weeks and then into the third week, they're saying it's going to be April 7th or 8th, somewhere in that range, and then another week after that before these checks come out. You know, when that is when people are just going to be out of money, and, yeah, you know, when they're going to really feel the pain at that point in time. At this point, it's really still starting to sink in.
It's starting to sink in. April 1st is also a date, as you allude to, when people start to pay rent.
Right. So
they may have saved some money, and that will be gone after that. So the government is saying, as it relates, for example, to that Canada Emergency Response Benefit, that $2,000 a month that many listeners of this morning may be interested in, that you won't be able to apply for it probably until April 6th. Then at a minimum, though they say this with reliability in their comment right now, it'll take 10 days. So assume you get a check on April 16th. That's a tough two-week period. And lots of Canadians are worried about renters. We did another snapshot, found that 4 in 10 Canadian renters are worried about not being able to pay their rent. So it's tough out there, Fred. And apparently my son says I'm the worst right now because I'm not paying attention to it.
Well, listen, may I suggest, as a parent of four children who are in their 20s, if you have a candy or a Pop-Tart or something like that, no judgment here. I know it's only 6:30 in the morning where you are. Have that at the ready if you're doing any more live interviews. And go over and give that guy a little hug for me, Tim. Take care, buddy.
Talk to you later, Fred.
All right. Bye. Thanks very much.